Yeah, I was played in Mzansi League. I took some time off after the World Cup, which was unbelievable, and then played in Mzansi League. Went straight into Big Bash, got back on Tuesday, and now I'm here. Yeah, it was interesting, great experience. As you know, in T20 cricket, it's for me personally, I found it quite difficult to like get into the comp. I had some good starts, then I had a little bit of a dip through the middle, and then I scored a really nice score there at the back end. But overall, could have done better. I just felt like, you know, in a 2020 space, you know, you're always looking to score a little bit more risks than normal. So you're always gonna find it a little bit more inconsistent at times. But yeah, I mean, it was a great experience, and I really enjoyed branching out to different places.
We started this, and you're speaking about the oldest guy on the side at the moment.
Yeah, I've been looking in the mirror every now and again. I see there's a couple of grey hairs coming through here, so I need to go for a little trim up and get rid of that. But it's very exciting, I must be honest with you. I saw the squad come out, and it was like, you know, it's not the normal squad that everyone's used to seeing. So it's a refreshing, from our side, it was really refreshing seeing it from Australia and thinking that, you know, it's a new start. I think teams go up and down, and this is a stage where, you know, I personally don't really enjoy the whole fact that, you know, we're just building and we're trying to build for something, because like at the end of the day, international cricket is, you need to perform regardless of, you know, going through youngsters and this. So the guys need to come in and obviously learn as quick as possible, and we're here to, you know, mentioned it before when we played the T20s in India, we're here to win. Like, I mean, we're not here to just see how things go, you know what I mean? So it's an exciting time to be in South African cricket, and as everyone knows, there's a lot going on. But I mean, I think the guys are really got a lot of energy, they're willing to learn, and you know, having the management that we do that have played a lot of cricket, I think it's a good combination.
On the management,
Very minimal.
West Indies.
Yeah. So very, very minimal. I never played actually with Boucher, okay, but he was in the squad.
Yes.
I played a couple games with Jacques, and then was fortunate to be captain under Graham for a year or two. It was good times. Obviously, funny how life works. It sort of comes around in circles. So yeah, it's great to be amongst it and you know, have the experience is golden.
And you captained the T20s here, you were seeing your corner, you had bouncing
tickets. He didn't invite me for a bra last night. He went for a mate, he went to a mate's house and he never invited me. I took it personally.
He's starting the boundaries.
No, Quinny and I, we've come a long way, I must be honest. You know, I've never dealt with him or, you know, met him before playing for South Africa, and our relationship has got stronger and stronger, and it's really, you know, I mean, as everyone knows, you know, he's Quinny's Quinny, you know, he's an unbelievable performer, thinks about things very simply, but at the same time, I genuinely think, like, as he's got older, because I mean, I think he's 27 now, so he's, you know, he's not a young whippersnapper, you know, he's actually a mature, proper senior player, I really feel like he's got a great feel on the ground. During the game, he's got a great understanding of the game, and there's a calmness to him that comes with that. He oozes enjoying the game, you know. So I think that's a great asset that he has.
David, just
the best run, we need the same. 100%. At the end of the day, runs to let the bat do the talking, as they normally say. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, you can have all the experience, you can have all the chat, the good chat and this and that, but it's about actually doing the business on the park, like you say. And, you know, I think looking back on the management's career, that's in a way what they did, you know. They they had all the knowledge, all the experience, but they actually went out and they did a lot of stuff on the field, unbelievable stuff. So, you know, I think it's about putting scores together, and as a batting unit, you know, I think in one day cricket we are playing the world champions at the end of the day. But, you know, I think cricket's cricket, and everyone's beatable. And if we come with the right approach, right mindset, and we, you know, nail down what we need to do, which is take wickets and score runs, and do what we're supposed to do, I think it's going to be a really good competition.
Experience for them or something to look ahead to?
To be honest with you, I don't really know, because I mean everyone takes nerves and pressure differently. So we obviously meeting up today for the first time, or tomorrow we'll meet up properly, but we'll discuss about it more. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, cricket, you know, whether you play club cricket, provincial cricket or international cricket, you still deal with those kind of pressures and nerves. So the guys have played enough provincial cricket to know how to handle that. I think it's up to the individuals to actually process how they're going to deal with that. At the end of the day, no one can do it for you. So, you know, they're going to have to do it themselves. But through chatting to experienced guys like we have in the change room and the management.
Maybe just also like old baggage, and they just want to express themselves.
100%. You know, I think exactly that. There's fearless cricketers, and, you know, I think... the energy that they bring and the enjoyment factor out of the game. At the end of the day, you know, it is about enjoying it. It is a profession and a career and a business. But you have to enjoy what you do. And, you know, I think sometimes in international cricket you can sometimes forget about that. You know, through all the challenges that you face yourself with. But the stuff that they do on the field nowadays is ridiculous, and so the guys are really up for it, and their skills are good enough. I think it's just about, you know, drawing together as one and actually supporting each other. I think that's also a big thing, you know, in international cricket it can be a lonely place. So just getting a really good team vibe going off the field, being behind each other, you know, you always want your teammates to do well, and it breeds success. So hopefully we can create something and feed off each other.
And get there eventually.
You know, I was fortunate to play, like you said, in those two World Cups. And the first World Cup for me was, I came into a side where there was complete experienced senior players, and I felt like I just sort of shaped, you know, I was there, and I had to do my job accordingly to the team, fitting into the experienced players. And then the last World Cup was much of the same. You know, I think this sort of build to the next World Cup it's a different one for me, in the sense that there's new players, it's just a fresh crop. It just feels like there's a complete fresh crop. So it's a very different experience for me compared to the last 7-8 years. And that's why I said I'm really excited about the fact that it is like that. And, you know, we'll take responsibility. We have to take responsibility about performances. But it's about winning now as well as building, you know. So it's about trying to find the best combination as early as possible and sticking with that, I reckon. You know, that's just my personal opinions. And I think, you know, I think there's a lot of positive things we can look at moving forward.
One last question
for
me. What is it like to be?
It's nice. I mean, I think that's where you build the knowledge of the game. You understand your game, how you need to bowl, what you need to do, what works for your body, as well as batting, and how to score runs. So that's where you build that schooling as such. And the guys have done that. They've put in the yards in domestic cricket. They've done well enough. They all deserve to be here. And it's it's nice to have that, and everyone sort of dreams to play for your country, for their country, and being a reality for a lot of the guys now is brings that enthusiasm, that energy, that enjoyment factor, all the stuff that I was talking about. So it's a great space to be in, and, you know, like we mentioned, you can be doing all the talking and all, you know, but it's about actually doing the business on the field. So hopefully we can find that rhythm as quick as possible through the series.